Chapter 27. Friday, May 18th, 10:38 p.m. 2 hours later, Rainey and Quincy drove back to Bakersville. They had finally figured out how Dave Duncan vacated the room. He had cut a hole in the back of the closet, creating a small escape hatch that opened up behind a rhododendron bush at the side of the hotel. The police closed in. He squeezed out, taking his minimal baggage with him. Quincy was right. The unsub liked to have contingency plans. While the technicians dusted for prints, bagged the hair, and documented the words written in lipstick, Quincy gave them a more detailed profile of the person they were looking for. In his experience, an unsub of this type would most likely be male, middle-aged, and unmarried. The crime was highly organized, indicating above-average IQ and professional skills. The unsub also utilized manipulation, meaning he felt comfortable being around others and might even have a serious relationship, though chances were his partner often felt she didn't understand her man very well. According to profile statistics, the unsub had probably tried to join the police force or the military at one time, but had either been turned away or dishonorably discharged. He was obviously mobile and would still be following the case quite closely. Common wisdom held that the unsub's name wasn't Dave Duncan. He'd paid for the room with cash and showed a barely legible driver's license. Perhaps he was finding a new motel even now, someplace a little more populated, where a traveling salesman would be hard to locate. He knew the net was closing in, and yet, they all shared the hunch, the man wasn't done. The man wouldn't flee. Seaside would work to write up all the information they could find on David Duncan's visit to their town. Description, places he'd been, things he'd said. Sanders would once more coordinate processing the evidence with the CSU.